but it is not just a certain lock on a door or a certain camera somewhere. It is an attitude and a review of the actions that are taken in that school every day.
New York State Education Commissioner Mary Ellen Ilya says each individual school's environment makes up the safety for students and its teachers.
And the supports that are given to students in that school, that is the environment of the school, and that really is what we're talking about.
Are schools safe in New York for students from an active shooter?
Well, absolutely they are, but we all know that a circumstance in some place might occur. So we have to be proactive instead of reactive.
But Ilya, who is a former teacher, does not believe teachers should be armed with guns.
You spend a lot of time in the classroom yourself as a teacher. Should teachers be armed?
Absolutely not.
Why not?
Because teachers are in classrooms to teach. And any distraction away from that, I don't think is appropriate. Taking a gun into a classroom or into a school, I believe, is inappropriate.
Buffalo School Superintendent Kreiner Cash agrees with Commissioner Ilya.
I do not want to see more weapons and ammunition in schools. Absolutely not.
Cash says the school district and police continue working to keep schools safe for students.
You can't keep schools 100% safe. Schools are already safe. They're the safest place for our young people to be every day, every minute. They need to come to school, be at school safe.
Both the Buffalo School District and Education Commissioner say they support students in their demonstrations this Wednesday. But the city district will issue a policy for schools. Students won't be allowed to leave school buildings for their own safety, but will be able to protest to lend their voices to this national issue.
We encourage it, but we just have to work out the logistics. You can't just say, go do it. We have to give guidance to the whole school system, to every high school principal. And my staff have to be helpful and supportive and has to be very orderly and safe.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.